The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eva Lee is with me, the parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, to talk about phones. Now, Aoife, the reason we're talking about this is there's been so much conversation about phones in schools and phone pouches and things like that. And maybe what we haven't focused enough on is where all of that starts, or why that starts, or why it's an issue, is because at home a decision has been made to provide a phone for a child. So what are some of the kind of things parents need to be conscious of before they embark on this?
Yeah, it's a big decision. Particularly for the first child that's looking for that smartphone, essentially, which is now these days. And there's lots of things to consider. One thing I'd always say is that it's managing our own expectations as the adults, because, you know, the reality is so many kids now from the age of 7 and 8 are, you know, looking for smartphones. Once they come into the house, the reality is that our kids are susceptible to accessing a lot more than we think. And we really need to be mindful and protect that. And, you know, CyberSafe Kids did a previous study and they said like 95% of kids, 8 to 12 year olds, own their own smartphone. And 87% are signed up to social media apps. And it is, you know, it's so concerning. But peer pressure plays a big part, as does parent pressure. And we do get caught up in the, you know, everyone else has a phone.
Yeah.
And it's really important to, first of all, before you agree or before you make a plan with your child, is look at what are they actually able for? Because for the most part, young children aren't able to manage smartphone use and what's involved and the apps and again what they're accessing. So it is really important to be tuned in to what my child is able for and then making a call on that. And kind of like if the kids are like, it's not fair, everyone else has, which is the line we all hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, acknowledging that, well, everyone has got their own rules and their own boundaries on this, and that's okay. But right now it's not something we're going to consider.
What about though a situation where everyone else in the class does have the phone?
Yeah.
You know, and you like deep down you don't want to do it, you don't want to relent, you maybe don't think they're capable of it, but you're just so, you know, it's just a natural instinct. You don't want them to be singled out,
yeah,
and othered, and particularly if there's kind of social connections beginning,
yes,
to form,
yeah,
in the digital realm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we do have to consider there is that fear of missing out. There want, you know, we want our kids want to fit into their peer group. We don't want to isolate them. So it's about being realistic. And when the smartphone is being introduced to home, it's looking at, right, what are our boundaries and rules around it? And kind of making an agreement on it rather than, you know, them strict rules. Trying to keep boundaries as such simple, practical, realistic, so that as the adults we're able to kind of see them through, follow them through. And they will look different in every household, but it is important to start off creating some sense of expectation with the kids. They're not going to ask, so it's up to us to really put something strong but fair together with the kids as well. Because if they feel again that we are the ones telling them what's what, you will kind of expect a little bit of resistance. So when they know they've been part of that conversation, it does make a big difference.
It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube as well. You have to kind of have those rules from day,
yes,
one, don't you?
Well, yeah, if you're trying to put boundaries down in your 16-year-old, that, yeah, would prove to be a lot more difficult, you know. So simple things like when the phone comes out or when it's not allowed, essentially. So when you're having meal times and you're having conversations, phones in the bedroom, charging in the bedroom, you know, that could be it. Well, everyone else is allowed. It interrupts sleep and it can have a big impact on sleep. And it, particularly if they've got social media apps, it's constant scrolling that can be, you know, fairly addictive. So,
yeah.
You know, when they're doing their homework, when they're doing their study, what does that look like? And it kind of goes back to, you know, screens and devices. And in my own line of work, it's a real bone of contention. And it's one of the top aspects of parenting where the arguments really come about. And again, whether it's phones or gaming consoles, etc.
And to what extent do you have to be conscious of not sounding or looking like a hypocrite when you're imposing,
yeah,
these rules around the dinner table, for,
yeah,
example, and the bedroom, that, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
That's it. Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So we have to be mindful of that. Now, life is online. There are so many benefits.
Oh, I've often said, like, our kids are not at it yet, not asking, but I mean, it's not that long before they will be. And like I often say, my wife would often say, we have to just get better at not having the phones out around them, that they just don't see us with them, because it's going to be much harder to say no.
It is. It is.
Now, it's one thing to say it, and then we kind of both immediately just look back down at our phones.
You know what? I think when you're in it and you're at home and you're seeing the arguments come about time and time again, and maybe where it's difficult to stick by your word, that's where you'll start to feel that, okay, right, something has to change. But again, we need to be realistic as well.
What about, you know, oversight when they get the phone? Spying on them is what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of looking at what they're looking at and looking through messages and all of that. You know, do you have an issue with that?
I think it's important to spot check.
Okay.
But it's also about building trust in that part of your agreement is we will spot check. Try and avoid, I mean, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do here, but avoid the social media apps. Try and push them out as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about, you know, our kids, they're sitting in their bedrooms or they're at home, and those social media apps, there's so much going on. And, you know, it can be quite overwhelming. So it's again like that, being realistic to what you want to agree with the kids.
And the other apps then that you can use on the phone, you know, these ones that allow kind of parental control, or there's kind of locks on certain things.
Yeah.
Certainly in the early days, you'd be in favour of all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. This Google Family Link app. I think it's really important that the adults are familiar with the different parental controls on the phone. That goes with the Android and the likes of the iPhones. And there is like a digital balance setting for Android, and then a screen time management app where you can actually limit the access of the phone. It kind of shuts down at a certain time. You can agree maybe it's whatever, an hour or two a day.
Yeah.
But keeping an eye on the time that's being used and having that password on as well.
Yeah, listen, it's sometimes I wonder, are we kind of guilty of overcomplicating?
Yeah.
All of this because it's new technology or whatever, and there's a sense that maybe they're ahead of us in terms of their understanding or as digital natives. But like ultimately, the kind of the advice is never actually that complicated.
It's not, and you have to review it.
Yeah,
like for the most part, adults are kind of petrified with the idea of, and they dread the thoughts of their child getting a phone. But if it's managed. And it's supported in the best way you can, you're off to a good start. It's just, unfortunately, we can't control everything.
Yeah.
And there is that element of trust. But like that, the earlier our kids have access to the likes of a phone, you know, they don't have the ability to stay strong on that. So it is up to us to try and navigate, you know, elements.
Philippe, parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Great advice as always. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.